Hello, and welcome to Weekly Dev Tips. I'm Steve Smith, a.k.a. R. Dallas. This is Episode 5, where I'll be describing the phrase, new is glue. Don't forget, you can follow Weekly Dev Tips on Twitter and provide feedback or ask questions there. I'll be sure to dedicate some time to answering questions in future shows. All right, so let's talk about new is glue. You should be wary of the new keyword in your code and recognize the decision that you're making when you use it. I came up with this phrase a few years ago and wrote a blog post about it. You can find it in the show notes. I've incorporated it into a number of conference presentations and training courses on Pluralsight and DevIQ. The goal of the phrase is to stick in the developer's head so that when you're writing or reviewing code that directly instantiates an object, you'll understand that this is tightly coupling your code to that particular object's implementation. Let's step back for a moment and talk about coupling, and then we'll return to why tight coupling and the new keyword can be problematic. Your software is going to be coupled to a variety of things in order to function. Software that has no coupling tends to be too abstract to actually do anything. Some things, like your choice of framework or language, are likely tight coupling decisions that you're happy with because you've considered the alternatives and are satisfied that you can achieve your application's goals in the language and framework of your choice. Other things, like the infrastructure your application depends on, might be tightly or loosely coupled depending on how you write your code. Code that is tightly coupled to a particular file system or a particular vendor's database tends to be more difficult to test, change, and maintain than software that is loosely coupled to its infrastructure concerns. Although coupling is unavoidable, you want to make a conscious decision about whether, and especially where, you want to tightly couple your code to specific implementations, rather than having accidental coupling spread throughout your codebase. So let's talk about some different ways that we can have coupling introduced into our code. There are typically three ways in which code references specific implementations in a tightly coupled manner. Each of these violates the open-closed principle, since functions that use these techniques cannot change their implementation logic without the code itself being changed. The first technique is the use of static method calls, and the second one is closely related, which is the use of the singleton pattern, particularly when you access it using a static instance method. This is pretty much just a variation of the static method call approach. The third way that you can have tight coupling from your function into another implementation is when you choose to use the new keyword to directly instantiate a particular instance type. Your application needs to work with certain implementation types in order to be useful, but the decision of which implementation types to use should ideally be made in one place and not scattered throughout your system. So when is new a problem? Using the new keyword can be a problem when the type being created is not just a POCO or a plain old CLR type, and especially when the type has side effects that make calling logic difficult to test in isolation. If you find yourself instantiating a string or a date time or something similar in a function, or perhaps you have a custom DTO that you want to instantiate, that's probably not going to make that function any more difficult to test or maintain. The fact that you're gluing your code to that particular implementation is not a big concern, so you should recognize it, but move on because it isn't a major risk to the software's maintainability. However, if you discover a function that is directly instantiating a SQL connection object that, during its construction, immediately tries to connect to a database server and throws an exception if it can't find one, that presents a much bigger risk. Without special tools, there's no simple way to test the calling code in a way that doesn't involve setting up a real database for it to try to connect to. Further, the lack of abstraction around the connection may make it more difficult to implement connection pooling, caching, or have your code work with a different kind of data store. If you find code like this in your data access layer, implementing an interface, then it's probably fine and is the right place to make that decision. However, if you find it in your business logic or your UI layer, you should think long and hard before you decide it's a good risk to tightly couple your code to a particular data technology from this location in your application. So is the new keyword bad? The point of the phrase new is glue is not to say that new is bad, but rather just to raise awareness. You should think about the fact that you're tightly coupling the current function or class to a particular implementation whenever you see the new keyword. In many cases, after briefly considering this, you'll conclude that you're fine with the coupling and continue on. But in some cases, you may realize that you're about to add tight coupling to an implementation and the current code isn't necessarily where you want to make that decision. In that case, it might be a good idea for you to refactor that code so that it works with an abstraction and some other code is responsible for providing the actual implementation for the function or class that you're going to use. How can we apply new is glue to our unit tests? Frequently, our unit tests become very brittle and can slow us down when there is a lot of repetition in them. We want to follow the dry principle in our tests as well as in our application code. Repeatedly instantiating types to be tested within each test is a very common problem. You can mitigate this issue by ensuring that your code for creating a class for test purposes in a particular way only exists at most once per test class, rather than doing it in every test. You can easily achieve this by placing instantiation logic in setup or constructor methods of your test classes. You can further extract common construction logic from your tests by using the builder design pattern and having common builder classes that all of your test classes rely on to create the instances that they will use. With these approaches in place, changes to how objects are instantiated will require minimal changes in your tests. That's it for this week. You can read more about new is glue in my blog post from the show notes. Thanks for listening, and please consider leaving a review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you found this podcast. See you next time on weeklydevtips.com.